T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions doing another roundtable Zoom call. This has been an interesting kind of learning process of doing this. Usually I have everyone jam-packed in the studio, but obviously 2020 happened and can't really do that as easily anymore. So we're doing this Zoom style, and I'm talking with a band called Warts. This band is rad, and they're all over the place right now. We've got members in different states and whatnot. So let's go across the room. We got Justin, we got Zach, and we got Tim. Why don't you tell us what your name is, what you do in Warts, and where you're Zooming from right now?
I'll go first. My name is Justin. I play the bass. I'm in San Francisco right now, just passing through town on my way south. And, you know, I do some backing vocals too. I say west on out west several times.
Nice.
Don't cut yourself short on the hoo-has either, Justin. the hoo-has are, that was clutch.
When you hear it, you'll know.
My name's Zach. I'm guitar and vocals, and I'm Zooming from the comfort of my own home. I just got back from the East Coast, so it was stormy out there.
What were you doing over in the East Coast?
Well, I had a friend in turmoil out there, the family, my wife's good friend. We went out there to just kind of give him some support. And, you know, we rented a convertible and drove around town and drove up in the mountains and went to hiking and stuff like that. So it was not business, just pleasure trip. Helping a buddy out.
You said you're Zooming from back home? Seattle? Okay.
Yeah, Greenwood specifically. Okay. Right. So I see a lot of those other KISW guys kicking around up here.
Okay, nice.
Every
yeah.
once in a while.
I hear you. And Tim, what about you, man? Where, well, I guess introduce yourself. I just ruined it. Yeah, introduce yourself, and what do you do for the band, and where are you right now?
I'm Tim Mullen. I play drums for Warts, and I'm in Seattle right now. At my home studio.
Right on. Well, welcome to Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. And Justin, so you're kind of on the road right now. You've been, we talked off air, you've been kind of in the van just road tripping for a little while. Do you just kind of want to get out there and just live life and see some cool sights?
The girlfriend and I decided to quit our jobs and move into my 1988 VW Vanagon with a cat, see what happens. We're headed to a few specific destinations. I lived in Arizona before I lived in Seattle, so I got several friends to visit. We're hoping to be in Flagstaff by this Saturday to visit a good friend from high school days. And we're gonna hang out there until it gets cool enough to go south to Tucson, old home of mine.
Rad.
So probably November for that. I don't live in Seattle anymore. It's in the rear views, but I still got a band there, and I still will come back and play shows.
Cool, man. Well, congratulations on, you know, moving forward with things and, you know, saying screw it and having an adventure. It seems like you've made the most out of this weird time we're living in.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to sit home and do nothing, let's change it to something.
Exactly.
I will tell you, the trolley cars aren't running. So don't come to San Francisco. It's not worth it without the trolley cars.
How about Tim and Zach? How about you? How have the last few months been for you guys, Zach? Aside from the trip to visit your friend, you know, and you, Tim, how have you guys been holding up during this weird time? How have you guys been staying sane and staying safe during, you know, the coronavirus pandemic when we can't go out to see live music and drink beer with friends at in mosh pits and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of pulling our hair out like everyone else. You know, we miss live music, and we put this group together. We're brand new, and, you know, we were hoping to maybe be playing our first shows ever this summer. And we didn't get to do that, but, you know, we got to put out an EP, and we're thankful that, you know, we at least trying to stay as safe as we can. At the same time, you know, we felt like after kind of the lockdown kind of lifted up a little bit that we could hang out together. Us, yeah. You know, we're a 3-piece, so, you know, if we were a 5-piece, that might have been a deal
right?
breaker. But we were comfortable hanging out with each other and continuing to write tunes and stuff like that. So that's how I've been coping with it.
Yeah, for a time, that was all I had to do was twice a week band practice. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was walking around doing nothing.
Right. I'm reading all kinds of book on my shelves that I never thought I'd get. Tim, what about you, man? How have you been holding up and staying sane?
Been doing good. Definitely missing playing shows and stuff, but, you know, we've just been trying to lock down all of our material to get it recorded with Jack and Dino at Soundhouse, and that went really well, and it turned out great. Couldn't ask for anything more. And now we're just really just writing new material, you know, mm-hmm. and spending the time that we can't be playing shows on working on that and getting ready for our next full length record.
That's awesome.
Which is about halfway done at this point.
Hell yeah, dude. So Jack and Dino, a legend in the Northwest, not only in the Northwest, but just in rock music altogether. Tell me a little bit about your experience. What was it like working with Jack at Soundhouse?
It was great.
It was great. Yeah, we did just 2 days. We booked out 2 days to do the 5 songs, and we ended up finishing all of them in one. We couldn't ask for an easier recording experience. I mean, Zach was just like one take in it. Tim was too. We just flew right through it, and it came together like it was magical.
Was there any worry about that, or were you know, pretty secure with like how things would be okay to and healthy enough to do that?
We all felt good. I mean, Jack's getting a little longer in the tooth, so I think we're worried about him, but he wasn't too concerned about it.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
We wore masks and everything like that to a point. But there wasn't a lot of, I guess everybody was kind of willing to risk it just to make an album. I know Jack was sitting there not doing anything for like a month or two, and he was kind of chomping at the bit to
get some work. Yeah.
To get back to work as well. And that's how he makes his living as well. So some of us didn't really work.
Absolutely, man. Let's hear a little bit about the kind of like the formation of the band, man. So you guys mentioned that you've actually never played a show since you guys were pretty new to things, and you just have the new EP, and we're actually going to feature some songs from that. But what's the kind of the origin story, if we're talking in comic book terms? Like, how'd you guys meet and you know, start playing together? Were you guys longtime friends, or, you know, why don't you let me know how you guys got together?
Yeah, we just kind of stemmed off of a bunch of other bands. We've been I've known Justin for,
we've played together since 2005 off and on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've been playing together for 15 years or so, and off and on we had different projects. All Bets on Death was probably the notable one. I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but
oh yeah.
So we've been working together for a long time, and I kind of got out of it for a little bit, and I joined up with Justin and Tim in a different group that they had formed with different band members and stuff, and we did an album that didn't really go anywhere. So one of the band members quit, and we just kind of kept trucking along and just kind of chucked all that stuff to the side and just decided we'd just start fresh. And
yeah, we got a full-length record with that other band that never got put out. We broke up right before we were going to put it out, and then we just this happened instead. So
cool.
We went from a four-piece named Monogeist to a three-piece named Warts.
So give me the story behind the name. Obviously, you know, we all know what warts are, but like who came up with the name, and you know, what does it represent about you guys?
Well, you know, we were throwing names up at the wall, hoping they would stick. And I mean, we must have had about 30 of them.
Yeah.
And I named my guitar Warts a long time ago. It's got a bunch of nicks and bruises in it. And I was like, let's just name it after my guitar, man. Let's just name it Warts. And we threw it up on the board, and it wasn't official or anything. And the more we looked at it, the funnier we all kind of thought it was. And,
totally.
And then one day we're just like, you know, this is that Warts name is really growing on me. Warts is growing on me.
I'm surprised that there's
really growing on me.
I'm surprised there's
the other one, Reese's Pieces.
I'm surprised that there's not been that band name used before. Like, it's such a classic. It's such a classic name. It could just, I mean, it's easily.
Oh, it's been used before.
Oh, okay.
No, never mind. People try to stay away from Warts, man.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It's well known.
With the Z,
you
know, too.
You put it in the computer and Google, and nothing pleasant comes up at all.
Oh man,
not at all.
Yeah, just gross pictures.
Make sure you put the Z in there, though.
YouTube. Yeah. Well, even with the Z on YouTube, and we do got a video out, it's on YouTube, but you got to look for it at Warts with a Z, and it's the Out West video.
Out West,
it's our quarantine video, and we did it with the iPhone, just me and Tim and Justin, and tried to edit it. It's super low budget. But that being said, it turned out all right. But you got to look. There's a lot of Warts footage that's going to come up that you're not going to want to see.
Yeah, you don't want to see. No. Nope. So we're actually going to go into that song right now. We're actually going to go into Out West, and then we're going to go into Don't Exist. So again, the band you're listening to right now is Warts, and I'm talking with the members here on the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions podcast. Anything you guys want to say about Out West and Don't Exist before we jump into them?
Yeah. Out West is... it's a true story. It's kind of about my mom and how I got out here. And I wanted to write a song for her, and she passed away in 2013. Hmm. And I wanted to write a song for her, but I didn't want it to be a sappy song because that's really not how she was. Mm-hmm. So I decided we'd make it a rocker. And that's where Out West is coming from. Don't Exist is just... kind of a culmination of everything that's going on now with people butting heads on social media and taking sides and all that, and when they should just be kind of looking out for each other and taking a look around at the real world. So,
right.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. All right. Well,
there you go.
You're listening to Warts. We'll be back with more from the band. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Out there, boy, but you're gonna have to do the rest. Woo!
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. That was Don't Exist. Before that was Out West. The band is Warts. What's the name of the EP? Is it just self-titled Warts?
Name of the EP is called Worse Than the Cure.
Oh, I like that.
EP.
Nice. So actually, before we, you know, before I throw it a bunch of more questions with, at you guys, where can we find the EP and how can we stream it or purchase it? Or, you know, what's the best way to help out the band and get that music?
Yeah, we're on all the major platforms. I mean, if you got iTunes, get it from iTunes. If you like Amazon, we're on there.
Well, either way, just look up Warts, WARTZ. So yeah, but let's go around the room. Justin, let's start with you, man. What were some early inspirations as far as like music you fell in love with as a kid? What were some of your first loves as far as music?
As a kid, geez. I mean, it all started with country music for me.
Oh.
You know, your classics like the Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson stuff really caught me early. And that was because of my parents. That was as far as things that I got into on my own. It was punk rock music. And we were talking, you know, the Bad Religion and No Effects and that Southern California kind of sound that really captured me. But then I moved into New York Dolls and, you know, the Dead Boys and mm-hmm. Bones. And I never really left there.
Right on, man.
I like all kinds of stuff, but mostly the punk rock and Tom Waits.
And Zach, what about you, man?
I've been into music ever since I was a little kid, so I think I probably started back with Michael Jackson.
All right, yeah.
I loved Michael Jackson as a kid, and then I kind of got into Rat, and then I got into Def Leppard, and mm-hmm. then I got into the hard stuff like Metallica and Slayer and all the big metal
gateway music.
Mm-hmm.
The gateway music, and then after that, you know, everything just exploded. You're talking all kinds of punk rock, you know, Misfits, Fear. I still love Fear. I listen to them almost daily.
Yeah.
And I'm with Justin. I love Tom Waits to death. He's one of my favorite musicians, and I hope he's staying isolated and he's staying safe somewhere because we need him and Willie Nelson.
Absolutely. And Tim, what about you, man? What were some of your first loves as far as music?
From a very young age, I was into metal. You know, my dad's a drummer, and I was born and raised around music my whole life. So at a very young age of like age 10, I was already playing drums and mainly studying metal stuff, you know, Slayer, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, early Metallica stuff, Megadeth. And then just kind of branched out from there with some different genres of music. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy, like, you know, jazz and obviously, like, rock stuff, like aggressive, you know, like Rush,
yeah,
you know, Dream Theater. Just basically, I love all masterclass drummers. It doesn't matter what kind of genre they're in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's excellent drumming, I'm totally into it. Study it, and that's how I've been my whole life. So
Tim likes Nail Bomb,
I love the punk rock and the metal, but I study everything under the sun. You know,
and they got the rad Nail Bomb hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
We poke a little fun at Tim at the practice room because we'll show up and he's playing along to Soulfly and Nail Bomb and, you know.
Getting super brutal with it. Hell yeah.
I don't know. We just like to poke fun at friends with like Nail Bomb. They're great, though.
I was raised in the Phoenix area, so I know all the guys from, you know, Sepultura, Soulfly, Nail Bomb,
Cavaleras, you know. Yeah, hell yeah,
the Cavalera family, you know, and I'm also good friends with all the guys from Sacred Reich and, you know, Atrophy and all the bands that came from that area, and, you know, all the big thrash metal bands that were touring with them back in the late 80s and early 90s.
So, that's rad.
We're all good friends of mine, and we you know, when they come through town and play shows, I'm always there hanging out with them. It's family.
That's badass. All right. Well, okay. So let's play a little game here. We're all okay. So we all get the coronavirus vaccine, right? And we're able to hang out with each other finally again. And we get you guys drunk or, you know, high or whatever your thing of choice is. And we're at a karaoke bar. and you got to choose one song. What is your go-to karaoke song that you have to sing? Zach, let's start with you, dude.
Oh man, it's "Call Me the Breeze" by Leonard Skinner.
Okay,
no question about it.
Nice.
Wow, Zach.
Justin, what about you, bro?
AC/DC, "Have a Drink on Me."
Okay,
that's the only one I would do.
I like that. And Tim, what about you?
Buy a drink.
Tim, what about you, man?
Iron Maiden, "Power Slave."
Ah, that'd be a good one to do.
Jesus, Tim, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Think about a shorter song, man, like 9 minutes.
Right.
About being on stage for 9 minutes. I can
pull it off.
I'll do "Orion" by Metallica because there's no lyrics. Just instrumental.
We joked about that. We wanted to do "Orion" with we were going to add write lyrics to "Orion." No, it was "Lost for Words" by Iron Maiden.
Okay, nice.
But we're thinking about pulling that off with lyrics.
So you guys have plans to record a full length record? Is that what I heard earlier? Are you guys in the process of writing songs for that?
Yeah, we're still writing songs. We got a bunch of songs, and it just comes down to we got to work through them and decide which ones we're gonna keep and which ones we're gonna scrap and which ones we're gonna part out, kind of. So.
You know, I think that we have definitely got another five in us, and then maybe next summer we can get together with the same formula, 5 songs, 2 days. I could really see that happening.
Yeah.
Let's hope you can play a show before that happens.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we hope so.
So, guys, I want you to pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it. You can show it if that's, you know, not asking too much. I guess warts
this
count.
One that I burnt myself with a meth pipe.
Oh.
I got a tattoo covering it though, so.
Yeah, either of you guys?
Can't see it. Oh boy, how am I going to show it? It's kind of like that lumpy, but it cut my arm open. It's just a good old run in with a pane glass window.
Yikes.
Yeah. That was a fun night.
How old were you?
Oh, 24.
Okay. Care to tell us the story?
Yeah, I was drunk, and there was I don't really want to tell the story too much, but it's that's the only visible scar I can really, I don't know. Pane glass window. Stay away from it, kids.
Fair enough. Tim, what about you, bro?
Yeah, I've got a lot of scars. The biggest one I have is on the back of my calf. I was walking through a cemetery after school one day with a friend of mine, and a couple of kids had a German Shepherd, and they basically walked by us. They let the dog go and said, "Sick 'em."
Oh my God.
Took about a 4-inch by 4-inch chunk out of my calf. And that was brutal. They had to sew it up and drain tube and all that nasty, brutal experience. And I was only like 10 years old, you know. So
that's gnarly.
Yeah. But I've got a lot of other ones that are just from construction work. I do, you know, carpentry for a living.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the scars tell the stories, man. I always like to ask that question. So I appreciate you guys indulging my annoying questions. So guys, you know, you're holed up for now, and hopefully you'll be able to play a show within the next, you know, well, whenever the world changes, I suppose. And
I don't know, it's just like, I know a lot of people are trying to you know, do virtual shows and all that, but it just seems like it'd feel a little weird.
Yeah, having, especially for a first show.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do they like it? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
How many viewers do we have? Zero now. Zero after that song.
Right. Right on. Well, we're going to go into another song. We're going to go into the title of the band Warts. We're going to go into that song and things out here with the podcast. But before we do, any final words for the Northwest audience who's listening right now and wants to follow along with Warts?
Yeah, you can check us out. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. It's at Warts Band. That's kind of it for our social media. You can email us at Warts Band. Definitely check us out at iTunes and, you know, all that stuff.
Any thank yous and shout outs?
Yeah, thank you to Justin and Tim and Jack and Dino.
Great job, guys.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without those guys.
I'd like to say that these guys are great musicians. We're all lifetime players, and I just don't see us doing anything else. I mean, we got to work jobs, and we got to have square lives, but we're always going to find time for music. And the older we get, we just find it's more important to actually record this and share it with people, no matter if they like it or not. So, I mean, just keep rocking, guys. No matter what you do, keep playing music.
Right,
Eddie Van Halen's gonna come looking for you.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Rock and roll could die. It's not gonna die on my watch, but I'm gonna see. I'm keeping it up.
Right on, guys. Well, this is Warts, and thanks for the call. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for featuring your music. And Justin, safe travels out there.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Come back, I hear him lying. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.